On Fridays, we talk about your money, and in 2007, your employer may be able to give you a big boost towards saving for retirement, although it's a boost that you might see as meddling with your paycheck. Jonathan Clements, financial writer for the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here, has been looking into the Pension Protection Act. And Jonathan, what is it?
Well, the Pension Protection Act changed a whole bunch of different pension rules, but one of the things that it did was to clear up some of the legal issues surrounding automatic 401k enrollment. And these are these plans where, unless you say otherwise, you are automatically enrolled into your 401k plan. The amount that you contribute increases every year. And also, your money is directed into a specified default investment option, which isn't a money market fund or one of these stable value funds. Increasingly, it's one of these diversified funds that offer a whole bunch of stocks and bonds in a single portfolio.
When you say it's automatic, I want to understand this. Does this mean that in 2007, every employer is going to have to do this, or only the employers who want to do it can force people to take money out of their paycheck for this?
Well, automatic enrollment has been around for a number of years, but a lot of companies have been concerned about introducing automatic enrollment because of various legal issues. The Pension Protection Act cleared up those legal issues. So a lot of companies are looking at the issue and saying, should we introduce automatic enrollment? It's not they're going to say, all right, you have to contribute. What we're going from is a system now where you have to opt in. You have to say, yeah, I want to contribute to the 401k plan, to a system where employers are saying, unless you opt out, we're going to start taking a portion of your paycheck and putting it into the plan.
Which sounds a little like those old kind of book and record club deals where they'd start sending you stuff and say, you have to tell us to stop sending you stuff and charging you.
But in this case, it's not a bad thing. I mean, most people, if you said, do you want to save for retirement and do you want to increase the amount you save each year, they'd say, yeah. And yet, the statistics show that only 68% of 401k plan participants will actually go to the bother of signing up for a 401k. And that's despite the huge advantages these plans offer. I mean, you get that upfront tax deduction, you get the tax-deferred growth, and usually you get some sort of matching contribution from your employer. For most people, this is the only way that they're going to save for retirement. And yet, we've got a third of employees saying, no thanks.
So we'll have some people who'll be happy about this. They get into their 401k plan that their employer sets up and they don't have to do anything. Will there be other people who'll be upset about this?
Well, if they're upset about it, they can opt out. But most people know they should be contributing to their 401k plan, but they don't. Why don't they? Well, there are probably a couple of psychological issues going on. One is just our tendency to procrastinate. You know, we're like, oh yeah, that's a good idea, but I won't do it this year. I'll do it next year. So this way, we're sort of getting our arms twisted just a little bit. And it's not a bad thing.
Might we see billions of dollars more being swept into Wall Street?
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly something that Wall Street wants. I mean, it's good for them because, you know, every time somebody puts a dollar into a 401k plan, it ends up typically in a mutual fund and they get to charge, you know, 1.5% a year of that. So, yeah, this is going to mean more profits for Wall Street. But despite being a huge skeptic of Wall Street, you know, I can't argue with it. Automatic enrollment is a good thing.
And it is interesting. This is not the most high-profile thing that's been done in Washington in the last year, but is this something that might actually have the biggest impact or among the biggest impacts of anything that was done in the last year?
I think this is really going to be a big change. And really what it reflects is the failure of 401k plans to date. I mean, the initial notion with 401k plans was that if you gave people a lot of investment options and you gave a lot of educational information, that, you know, we would all be rational and do the right thing. Well, of course, you know, it hasn't happened. We have that third of employees who aren't contributing. So suddenly we're saying, okay, you know, we got to redesign this plan and get people to contribute more. And it's going to work. People are going to end up saving more for retirement. And that's a good thing.
Jonathan Clements of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for opting into the program today.
My pleasure, Steve.